sugya of lechem otzi lekutach and tilasa yisrei v'sefer sufkanin kuf samachet sefer gimel beis Hashem. We saw the Gemara says that toni rebchia lechem otzi lekutach potur min achala. Ay v'otani chaya b'chala. Hasim ketik toni time or b'hu darim b'maisem v'chichan olea. Hasim ke'ovin chayovin kelevud b'turim. We have a stira on the braces whether or not lechem otzi lekutach, which the Mishnah Berurah is the Rashi's Masber, ain't even they say batan or ela b'chama. It's not made like regular pas, which is baked in an oven. Rather, it's baked in the sun. Shalo in the Gemara, theory in the Brisa is whether or not it's chay b'chala or pata b'chala. Says the Gemara, hosam k'dik tani taimo. Depends. Ma'isay ma'chichan oleo. Osan k'ovin chayovim k'limudim b'turim. What does that mean? Says Rashi, osan k'ovin arucha mukutefes. If you make them into beautifully braided loaves, then it's clear that obviously you're making it for lechem. And then it's going to be chayv and chala. Kilimudin, kinesarn ba'alma, they're just like pieces, slabs of wood. Shalei hikbid al risasam or arichasam, v'dugmas ashrin b'yid kadon, oisle limudin, v'luchin labor shel yayin lechaseisai. Something which is not made as a proper loaf, as a proper chala, bread, then in a chanami, it doesn't have the chiyuv chala because it's not baked the normal way that bread is baked. That's how Rashi learns. The reason why it's potter, the sibas haptur betzem, is because it's baked in the sun and not in a regular oven. Tosfos we saw is matmiya. The Chayyim Mishnah says not that way. The Mishnah Chala says, Parakav Mishnah, kol shetchilasa yisa v'sefes sufkanin chayov mechala. What does it mean, chilasa yisa v'sefes sufkanin? Tosfos understands that it means that if it started off as a dough, not as a batter, started off as a dough, then it doesn't make a difference what you did at the end of the day, whether you fried it, or you cooked it, or you baked it in a non-normal way, since once it's already chal, the chiyuv chalo, then memelet chal, it retains its chiyuv. And bepashas the din of chalo, and the din of hamoitzi, tali zevazel, like Tesis goes on to say. Memela, the Mishnah says, chilosai iso, v'seif v'sufkanin, which is this case, you made a proper dough, and then instead of baking it in an oven, you baked it in an abnormal fashion. You baked it in the sun. There the Mishnah says that the halacha is that it's chayav b'chala. So why does it say over here that lechem otzi lekutach is potur min achala l'chayro? It should be in the Mishnah's mefurish, the lechem which starts off as a proper isa, even if you do something interesting at the end, it's still going to retain the halachic status of isa, and therefore it's going to be chayav b'chala. So Tosfos says you cannot learn like Rashi learns. Interestingly enough, Tosfos doesn't tell you how yes to learn. That the Marshal points out. The Marshal says, obviously, we have to say that Tosfos understood that Chilasoi Lechem Os Lekutach starts off not as an Iso, but rather as a Belila Rako. Not as a dough, but rather as a batter. It's more similar to a batter, a runny type of mixture. That's how Tosfos would understand. And since it never was Chalan it, Hashem Iso, Chilasei Sufkanin, V'Saifei Sufkanin, Memel it's not Chai Mechala, Memel it's Potter from, there's no brachas Hamoiti or Hamazi. What's Pshat in Rashi? So, the Rishonim already mitzayin that the Rashi learns not that way. The Rashi in Chalo, and the Rashi brings it down also, a little bit more of a kitzer, learns a different Pshat in the Mishnah. When it says Chilasei Isa V'Saifei Sufkanin is Chai Mechala, that's talking about where you changed your mind in the middle. You decided that you're going to make bread, and in the middle, after you made the dough, you said, you know what am I going to do with all this bread? Let me just, Hanukkah's coming up. Let's fry it as donuts. Oh, you changed your mind in the middle? It's too late. Once there's already chal in the dough, a shem dough, then in a chanam you're chayiv and chala, and the bracha is going to be mezenis. What's going to be a case where lichatchila, at the time that you made the dough, your intention was to fry it or to bake it in the sun? So already from the beginning, your das was, you never was a change in heart, change in mind. You lechatchila made the dough with intention of frying it or of baking it in the sun. There, the Mishnah never discussed, says the Rash. That's not what the Mishnah is talking about. And what's the lach in that case? That lach in that case is just like tchilasei sufkinin v'sefes sufkinin. This is also, it doesn't have to be that you actually made it into a batter at the beginning. If your intention from the beginning was to make it into sufkinin, then it's going to be a mezainis, it's not going to be chayav l'chala. Question is, so then why asa ke'ovin is chayav b'chala? How come when you make them nice, is it yes chayav b'chala? L'chor, your intention was to bake it in the sun, even from the beginning. Says the Rashi, right? It's all it's talking about is where you took off some of the dough, you made this dough, and you're planning on baking in the sun. And then the kid pulls out the mother's skirt and says, please, can you bake one quickly in the oven for me? So she takes off a little bit of dough, and she bakes it in the oven, and makes him a proper lachmaniyah. In that case, that's be'etzem proper bread, and had it been the shear, it would be chayiv and chal. It's just not, because you took off just a little piece. But since you already took off a little piece, then we're choshish that you're going to change your mind for the entire thing. You're just going to make proper lachmaniyot and bake them all in an oven. It's gzeira derabanan. They said, if you took off a little bit and you made it and you baked it in the oven, we're scared you can do that to the rest of the dough, and therefore, midarabanan is chayiv and chal. Because you might do it. Therefore, midarabanan is chayiv and chal. But in a chanami, and b'meila, when it says, asa ke'oven chayoven, it's talking about where you made nice loaves. There, we were choshish that if you take off a little bit, since they look so nice anyhow, you might decide to just stick them all in the oven. If they don't look nice at the beginning, asan kilimudin, then even if you took off a little bit, you're not going to make the whole thing into rolls. They don't look nice. No one's going to want to eat them. So therefore, there's no gzer daban, and therefore it's butter. Asa ke'oven chayev, where you took off a little bit, then you're chayev, and you're chayev in chalo. Why? Gzeira derabanan, that maybe you're going to go ahead and bake the rest of them in the oven. So I saw a Kimduman in the Rebbeinu Peretz. He brings down Rashi's chat. He brings down Tesis's cash on Rashi, and he sends you to the Rash. Is he coming to say pshat in Rashi? It would seem like that. It would seem like he's coming to answer that according to Rashi, we could say the Rash. It's not mefurish, and l'chora it's very hard to say that that's pshat in our Rashi. Our Rashi says a totally different pshat. Rashi says, asan ka'oven, Aruchu mekutevet kegluskois nois. Why you chayev goli daite de lechem ato? You're magala das that you made it for your bread. That's not the vart at all, according to the Rash. The reason why it's chayev according to the Rash is because since you took off a piece of bread and you decided to bake it, then we're choishes. Since they look nice, then you might bake the rest of them. But it's all gzeira derabanan. Rashi didn't mention anything that you took off a piece. Rashi didn't mention anything about gzeira derabanan. Rashi is telling you the reason why it's pater. The reason why it's chayv is because goladaita lechem aso. The truth is, if you look at Rabbeinu Yonah, Rabbeinu Yonah talks of Rimshat. It's come out with Furish Rimshat of Rashi in Rabbeinu Yonah. Rabbeinu Yonah says that Ma'isa chama potter rakish enefa b'chamo v'asoko ma'isha derech lasis ma'asha even l'chamo. He says the only time that when you bake it in the sun, it's potter, is when you do the normal thing of how to bake something in the sun. Avo kishar oitze ka'oven kishar pas da'alma hanefa betanur. However, when you make them nice, pluskois, nofois, like yofois, like regular bread, then we don't dan it like bread which is baked in the sun. We dan it as bread that's baked in the oven, and you're going to be chayiv. In other words, that's exactly what Rashi says. Goli dai ti delechem oso. When you're magala das, you made nice bread, then we give it, even though you're baking in the sun, we give it the halachic status as if you're baking it in the oven. Shalas, what's the pshat? What's pashat pshat in there? If baking in the sun is not a normal thing, what's the difference that you made them look nice? And your kavan is for lechem. But that's not the normal way of baking bread. And therefore that's sufkinin. That's not, you don't, people don't bake bread in the sun. You bake bread in an oven. The same way that if you fry it, deep fry it, it's not bread. What's the difference if you bake it in the sun? So I thought that maybe there's an afkamino between, there's three things that we know are sufkinin. One is if you cook it in water, deep fry it in oil, or you bake it in the sun. Two of them are not an oifen of afiyah b'chlal. If it's bishul or tigun, that's not an oifen of afiyah b'chlal. However, afiyah, but not the normal type of afiyah, baking in the sun as opposed to baking in the oven, then it depends. You can't say that that's not the normal way of making bread. The normal way of making bread is by baking it. Now, you could bake it in, most people bake bread in an oven. So then we say, it depends really. If you're making it like regular bread, so then the fact that you baked it in the sun, it's not going to make a difference. Because you made bread the normal way that people make bread. You baked it. If you're frying it, it's not going to make a difference what your das was. No matter how nice you made them look mamish, like nice challahs, like straight out of a chametz bakery. It doesn't make a difference. You stick them into boiling hot oil, that's not a baking bichlal. It's not going to get, never going to be chayiv. However, where you are baking it, at the end of the day, you're just baking in the sun, then it depends. You're not baking it in the normal oifen. So it depends. If you're making like normal bread, so even though you didn't bake it in the normal life, it's going to be chayim mechala. But if you're not making like normal bread, then in a chanami, there's no difference. Then it's going to be potter. I thought maybe an achmina would be, la'alach la'maitza, between the Rash and Rashi, would be by bread which is made in a microwave. A person makes bread in a microwave. So that's also a type of baking. That's not a bishul, that's not a... And Mimela, according to the Rash, the Maisa, that's not the normal way of baking bread. Since it's not the normal way of baking bread, so the Pasha says, we'll say that you're not chayiv unless you took off a little bit of the bread and you baked it in a normal oven, then you're going to be chayiv. But according to Rashi, if you made them look nice, then even if you put it in the microwave, it's not the normal way, but the Maisa, you're baking it. And since you're baking it and they look nice, you're going to be chayiv and challah. You could say that according to the Rash, the only reason why when you bake it in the sun, it's not the normal thing, is because who bakes it in the sun to eat it as a regular bread? Obviously, if you're baking in the sun, you're just making for kutah or something like that. Now, microwave bread, I don't know if anybody makes bread in the microwave, even not to use for anything else, bechlal. So to say, like, obviously, if you made it in the microwave, you're using it for something else. I don't know if anybody uses it for something else, bechlal. But, I saw the Shvatzitzel brings down from Shlomo Zalman and Yashiv that bread that's made in a microwave, then it has the din of Pas Gomer, and in the Hanami, it's Mezoinus and Hamayt. That would be Lechor, the Tzuris of the Shmaitza of the Sugya. L'alach l'maitza, Kuf Samachet, Sif Yud Gimel. The Mechaber says as follows. Afilu davar shibli losoi Afilu davar shibli losoi ovo im bishlai tigno in varch le amaiti Afilu shiyesh le turisa denamo. Something which has a proper dough, bili losoi ovo, which means that it needs to be kneaded. It's not just mixed like a batter. It needs to be kneaded. The halacha is in bishloi tigno in varch le amaiti afilu shiyesh le turisa denamo. That means even though it's a proper dough and even though it looks like bread, nevertheless, if you cooked it or you baked it, I'm sorry, you cooked it or you fried it, then it's not chayve. It's the bracha is mezaynis. Vafilu nischayve b'chalo. The bracha is amaiti. And erelach elo achar shasafi. It doesn't make a difference what happened at the beginning. If you're chayve b'chalo, hamaiti goes baser shasafi. That's the svara of the Rash. That's regardless of whether or not your intention lechatchila was to fry it or you changed your mind in the beginning, in the middle. He's passing like Rabbi Yeruchim that if at the end of the day it's sufkinin, then it's never going to be amaiti. Even if it's mechayim echal, it's not going to be amaiti. V'yesh cholken v'ayim that shita zubeinu tam nechol shet chalas eistos eista ova filo rikach ha'achar kach b'mayim v'asol sufkinin shebish lo b'mayim v'tignim v'shemen is the way the Be'er Lacha learns. If afterwards there are those that hold that if you had a proper dough and you cooked it and baked it or cooked it or fried it afterwards v'varach alayim amaiti says the Ramah v'nogu l'hokel, which is l'chara the way that the Mechaber is going as well, because it's a Stam V'yesh Eimrim. That means Mi'ikar Adin, he's passing like the Stam, like the Rash, not like Rebbeinu Tam. But then the Mechaber ends off, V'yor Shemayim Yitzi Deshneim V'lech Lel Achi V'erach Alecha Machat Chino. V'yor Shemayim Shi Yitzi Deshneim, and not eat until he makes the Brach on something else. We know that the Ramah as well goes with this Yor Shemayim, because in the Ramah he says the same thing. The Ramah says the same thing, that that's going also telling this machlokes if you're Yari Shemayim. So now, first of all, it's an interesting nekuda, some of the ilum asked. Why, it's really two nekudas. Why beforehand, when you brought down, when you're talking about whole kernels, Taisus is Safek, what brought you making whole kernels? The Mechaber brought down, nochen, to eat it only techasuda. His lashon is, he's actually quoting a lashon of Taisus, but his lashon is, that it's, sorry. Vatesis nistapkum yivarach achar abrachachs men shalish, lekarkasvu shenochen shaloi la'ichlo l'vasecha sudo. Nochen shaloi la'ichlo. Here he brings down a lashon of Yari Shemayim mitzi deshneim. Why don't you just say nochen la'ichlo? Is there a difference between nochen and Yari Shemayim? I thought that the pshat is maybe that beforehand, he's bringing down Teisvis. Teisvis was had a suffix. What bracha do you make on whole kernels? Do you make a brain of fascist or do you make a laadama pri adama? Rabbeinu Tam says there's no such bracha. Teisvis had a suffix, maybe there's such a bracha. Do we know any shita that holds for sure that there's such a bracha of laadama pri adama? We don't know anybody that holds that way. So we don't even know there's such a shita. Ramela, it's only a nachrin. It's only a nachrin. According to Rishon Zalman, it's only a hider ba'alma. To be choshish for a suffix of Teisvis, even though it's pashat Rabbeinu Tam not that way, but lamaisa. Derech Klal, we say, Ein Sveikir Shori, Maitimi Devadne Shal Rabbeinu Tam. But here, Taisa says, Lamaisa, Nochin, to get out of the Shailan and eat it in the Suda. Masha'in Kain, over here, we have a proper Machlaikis between the Rash and Rabbeinu Tam. We know some, the Ikar Adin is like the Rash. And that is that if you have dough, which you fry, then you can eat 850 pounds of it, it's still not going to be a hamaitzi. It's always going to retain its status as not pas, and it's always going to be a mezainis. But however, there's a shita Rabbeinu Tam that says lehedi not that way. And since Rabbeinu Tam says lehedi not that way, Mamela, we know that there is another shita that holds not that way. Yari Shemayim will be choishes for shita Rabbeinu Tam. Now there's a general question. Why over here are we choishes for shita Rabbeinu Tam? Every time that we have a machlaikis, we're choishes for the shita. There is an Indian, the Bir Halacha says, that a hidur mitzvah ad shlish, to be choishes for a shita that you don't paskin like, always. But the Maitha, we don't find that the Mechaber brings down every time that we have Machlaikas Rishenim, even though we go one way, Yari Shemayim, should we get to both of them? What's the Pshat over here? I thought maybe Pshat is that over here we're handling Brachis. Aretzel Yer is Chassid, Lekayim Yikayim Midi Lebrachis, Chazal saying. The Mela, if you look at the Aruch HaShulchan in the beginning of Reish Beis, he says, what does that mean? He means that anytime you have a Safik, always go ahead and potter it, they should be able to get out of the Safik. You have a Safik what Brachit is? You could get out, you can just make a shackle. Instead, make a hadam and hate. You could potter with the shackle, because that's what Chazal said. But that's not ki'ilah as if you made the richtige bracha, that we saw in the Sharatzin. Shackle is not as if you made the right bracha. It works for everything. If you eat a teichtudo, that's ki'ilah as if you made the right bracha. Or if you potter on two different foods, you ki'ilah make the same bracha. So that's what it means, originally as Chazal, the kalmi of the bracha is to chop all the shittas. The mail over here, we're going to make a mezainis, and a mezainis could be a works for amaitzi. But if you go ahead and you eat a teichtudo, then you chop all the shittas, the kalmi of the brachas. I don't know offhand for challah. I was speaking to Talmud Chacham this morning, and he mentioned. He says it's not pashut that we go like the Rash when we get to Hilchos Challah. It's like Rabbeinu Tam or Chayish Rabbeinu Tam in Hilchos Challah b'chol. Only over here we're Chayish Rabbeinu Tam. So that would work out very well. It's in a chanami. It's only a din when we get to Brach. It's not a din when we get to other things. It's not when we get to Challah. Now, what does it say? Yerushimayim shidu teichasudo. Yidu teichasudo is not so simple like the Bir Halacha points out, like the Magen Avraham, the Shlach Kadosh. And that is that anytime they're having pasta above a kisnin in the middle of a sudo, be'etzim you have to make a bracha. That means if you're eating a cookie in the middle of a sudo, you're supposed to be making a bracha. The problem is we don't know if it really has. We'll see. There's three different shitas and what pasta above a kisnin is. So anytime that you have pasta above a kisnin, we're always choshish that maybe it's really pasta, proper pasta, not pasta above a kisnin. So mitzafik you don't make a bracha, but me'ikar then you're supposed to make a bracha. So if Maker then is supposed to make a bracha, unless it has all three tanaim, if it has all three tanaim, it's also a sweet dough. And it's also filled with something sweet or with nuts. And it's also hard and crunchy. Like kabukim, I will give an example. Those beer nuts that have a peanut inside, and the dough, thicker dough on the outside. Not the thin dough, thicker dough on the outside. It's a sweet dough, and it's very crunchy, and it's all three tanaim. Then you can make a mezainis, teichasudo, for sure, without a problem. However, in a case where you only have one tzad, let's say you have something which has a sweet dough, or it's filled, then misaf, you don't make a bracha, but be'etzim you're supposed to. So, frek the bir halacha, frek the magen avraham, the shlo. What's it going to help you to eat a teichasudo? You still have to make a bracha on it. So, different terutzim, comes along with Mishnah Berurah and he says, you should be mechaven lo'ichloi lamazin v'lo likinuach. Eat it as lamazin v'lo likinuach, and then it's not a, then it's a chilek of the path. It's a little bit hard to tell somebody to eat a donut, especially, it depends, maybe it's one of these donuts, you could eat it for mazin and not for kinuach. It's the regular 4 shekel donut that they have. But a lot of the donuts over here, there's no eating it in the seva. You're eating that like kinuach whether you like it or not. The seva halacha brut here, it's eichesh mechavim behedi lifter bebrichas hamaitzi, then b'chol gavni yiftar isa. So if you want to even be machmer to eat a teichasudo, to mechavim with the hamaitzi lehedi at the patrin, then it would seem that it would pater. It happens to be an interesting halacha. I hope to get to it. Be'ez Hashem in Simen Kufay and Zayin. The Mishnah Berurah brings down. Im einoi chofitz lecho pas, elo oichu ma'at pas kedei lepoitrum, kasur achreinim diyesh lestapik miyokha lepoitrum. Lo ishaq shiur nitfen lepas. Some say if you just take one little bite of bread and you want everything to be pater from that, it's not so much that it works. Because you need everything to be tuffled to the pas. If you took a minuscule amount of pas, then it's not tuffled to the pas. Could very well be that it doesn't work. At least you should have a kezayis to chol hapachim. Now, what's the story with suvganiyot? What's the story with the standard donut that they have? The pasha says l'chayro. This is a machlekes between Rabbeinu Tam and the Rash. Dainu. It's made out of a thick dough and it's deep fried. Memela, according to the Rash, who we pass like Meikar Adin, the lacha is that it does not have a din of amaitzi, a din of mezainis, and it can never get a din of amaitzi. Even if you convey a sud on it, since it was finished off as a donut, the memela, it always retains its status as a donut and not as bread, and therefore and therefore you could eat 256 donuts and still not have to wash and bench. That's the Ikar Adin. And in Echonami, you want to go to the Ikar Adin without the Yerei Shemayim, that is the Ikar Adin. B'meilo, no problem, Zainus Alamichim. That's the bracha for the standard donut and the standard person. Somebody that wants to be Yerei Shemayim, then we have to really worry about the Shittas HaRash. The Rash holds that you took... What's that? Rabbeinu Tam, thank you. We have to worry for Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam holds that if you took a dough and you deep fried it, then since even though lechatchila your kavana was to deep fry it, doesn't make a difference. Lechatchila was chal in it a shame pass, it doesn't lose the shame pass, and mainly you have to wash on it. How many do you have to wash on? If it's just flour and water that you're deep frying, you have to wash on one crumb. Hamaitzi. It's nothing to do with shirk via suda. This is mamash hamaitzi. So mamela lechera by a donut, if it's just flour and water, then in a chanami, you have this Yerei Shemayim. Baruch Hashem. That's not how they make donuts. They make donuts that they should be pasta bava kisnin. Since they make them that they should be pasta bava kisnin, so then, we'll get to that in a second, exactly how what they do. They make a pasta bava kisnin, and then according to Rabbeinu Tam, then it doesn't have a shame pas. Once again, according to the Rash, there's no problem to eat as many as you want, no matter what the situation is. According to Rabbeinu Tam, that holds as a din of pas, that's only if it's not sweet, if it's not hard, if it's not crunchy, it's not filled, b'chulu. But if you can make it that it should have a din of pas bava kisnin, so then it has a regular kolam. It's mizaynus, unless you're kaveya suda, then you have to make a maitzi. Now, that is very helpful. However, it's not that helpful. Because, depending on whose sefer you look at, I would love to have that Keziah sefer in the back. Keziah sefer from Rav Bonner, he says that one sufganiya is already four beitim. Basically, is eight, thank you very much. It's eight beitim. And b'meila, the standard sufganiya is not going to, it's not going to help you too much if we allow you to eat a shear. Sufganiya b'mili custard. That's this one. 1/8 of a sufganiya is a kezayis. That means this size. This size. That means that if you have one sufganiya, you ate eight kezayisim, which is a shear of four beitzim, which is already getting to shayla of kviyas suda. It's already getting to shayla of kviyas suda. Okay. But the first, we have a more basic question before that. And that is, the other donuts are like this as well. Some of them are even smaller. Here's regular sufganiya. He doesn't tell you exactly how much of a sufganiya it is, but it's the size of the sufganiya in the picture. You don't get much more. Okay? Either way, the naniach that it has a din of pasta b'kisnin. The question is, why does it have a din of pasta b'kisnin? So my mamish was the shame shemayim. I went today and I bought a sufganiya to taste it, and I opened it up without touching the top. I tried to open it without touching the top. My hands shouldn't get full of sugar. And I took out a little piece from the middle of the sufganiya to taste it, to see how it tasted. So what do they do? What makes something into pasta bava kisnin? So what makes into pasta bava kisnin, one of the bakeries in the area, what they do is, I heard from somebody who heard it firsthand from one of the owners of the bakery. And what they do is they add sugar and they add oil and they add eggs, kimdumani, and they add 50% water. It's not really 50% water, 49% water. They make sure that there's still 51% other ingredients, eggs, oil, sugar, bakulu, and 49% water. That way it's rife, may peris, and other margarine, other types of things. Therefore, once it's rife, then according to the Ashkenazi, according to the Sfaradim, machlal. Once it has a little bit of taste in it, it's ready. It's mizaynus. According to the Ramah says that pasta bava kisnin has to be very sweet. It has to be like rive of the tam is the sweetness. So the way that many go is that rive of the tam means 51% of the ingredients. And b'meila, if you have 51% of the ingredients that are not water, and then you put in the 49% water, then you're okay. The issue is that if you taste it, which is what I did, I picked out a little piece.
Why would flour issue with the sweetness?
Why would flour?
Why
would the flour contribute to sweetness? So in Echonami, maybe it means in addition to the other ingredients, lav dafka doesn't have to be. It has to be 51 kinegas. Maybe the... We'll see. We'll see exactly what it has to be. It has to be the sweetness kalapai the flour. When we get up to the sugya, possibly kisnin, you're right. Lav dafka has to be 51 of the entire ingredients. 51 of what's Right. True. But as long as it's no, I took out a little piece and tasted exactly like challah. Now most people happen to make sweet challah, so maybe it's not such a raya. Somebody told me, I don't know if this is a true story, somebody told me they called up a datz and they said, I don't understand. How come on the mezonos rolls you make a mezonos, but on your challahs, you're making a amaitzi? He says, did we ever tell you to make a amaitzi on the challahs? You have the same challah. Anyhow, I guess they're not going to put a mezonos on the challahs, but it's more made for Kviyas Suda. We'll see. But Ezer Shem, when you get it to Pasuk B'Kislev, I know in Brachas it's very difficult. We have sugyas that we have to bounce back and forth, but the whole Kislev of Brachas is like this. It's not going to help you to do a different sugya because we always have to go back and forth. But Ezer Shem, we'll see it all and we'll appreciate it fully when you get to the end. But at least, so that's one way. One way to make a Pasuk B'Kislev is to make it that it should be sweet. The question is it really sweet? That's one question. The second question is, does every bakery do that? A different bakery that was visited by some of the Bnei Chabura yesterday, he mentioned that he used to put in apple juice or orange juice, and he no longer does that, he puts in water. So now maybe he also puts in water a certain exact amount. I think that bakery puts in a lot more sugar, and therefore probably it's sweet anyhow, and therefore it shouldn't be a problem. If it's sweet, it's sweet. If it's not sweet, then we have, which is very many of them are not sweet, then the standard jelly donut, I'm talking about the standard 4 shekel, whatever it is, 3 shekel jelly donut that they have, sell thousands and thousands and thousands of. The sweetness of the custard that you're putting, the cream that you're putting on top, and the jelly that you're sticking inside, and the confectionery sugar that you're sprinkling, all that does not, it has to be there at the time that you're baking it, Pashtas. Now, we saw on the Bir Halacha here, he said another chiddush. He says, Be'etzem me'ikar adin mipasim like the taz. The Taz holds that if you deep fry something in oil or in honey, then it gets a din of pasuk b'kislev. B'meila, it doesn't have to be that you kneaded the dough with oil. You could take a regular bread dough and deep fry it in oil, and that'll also give it a din of pasuk b'kislev. B'meila, l'maisa, that they do to all donuts. All donuts are deep fried. And b'meila, l'chura, it should give it a din of pasuk b'kislev. Now, there's a little bit of an issue, and that is that they used to, or some places do, they don't want. If you make your donuts at home, they're much heavier than the donuts that they make over here. How do you get fluffy texture? So you want to make sure, first of all, that it doesn't get too much oil. It shouldn't be eingesaft. It shouldn't be saturated with oil. How do you do that? So one of the ways they used to do it is they added a little bit of alcohol. Don't tell anybody. That's why it's called a Hanukkah party. Because they added a little bit of alcohol to the donut and to the dough, not to the outside, to the dough. This was confirmed by one of the owners of the bakery, that they outside of the dough, and it prevents the oil from absorbing inside the dough. Now, they stopped doing that because Arabs work behind the counter very often, and very religious Arabs do not touch any alcohol. So they weren't schlepping it, they had other people schlepping it, wasn't happening, so they stopped doing it. How am I to get it now that it shouldn't be? So it happens to be that the donut that I tasted today was very yellow. I don't know if it was from the eggs or from the oil, but if it's full of oil, the Mishnah Berurah, when he talks about it being full of oil, he says that mamish has to be avoda deina nikra pas kisnin elu b'shetignoi b'kol kach shemen atcha hoyu heima ikr b'hatam l'gavi akemach. Ishlein, if that's in Sif Yudalit over here. Ishlein, whether or not that applies over here. So it's not so metugan, and it's not so sweet. So the question is it really possible b'kisnin, and then we're stuck at the end of the day that a Yerush Shemayim, even on one donut has to wash and eat it techatzuda. However, we have two other saviors. One is the shita of Derech HaChaim. That's something which is not made for Kviyas Suda. Something which is not made for Kviyas Suda, even if it doesn't fit the guidelines and the criteria of Pasuk B'Kislev, it doesn't fit any one of the three. But something which is clearly not made for Kviyas Suda. You have a donut filled with jelly. It's just not made for Kviyas Suda. Memela, then it's like a din of Pasuk B'Kislev, even if Lamaisa doesn't fit the criteria. Then somebody tell me, what's that? Would an empty donut be the same thing? L'chor it was, because it's hard to say that anybody would eat it for Kviyas Suda. I wouldn't say anybody, maybe it depends how desperate you are, but it's generally eaten as a kinuach. It happens to be some people, once they're giving them out, so you take two or three and then you fill yourself up. But that's not made for Kviyas Suda Batim. Somebody eats it for breakfast instead of having a Danish, they're having a donut. In other words, they're not having their breakfast is a Danish or cookies. So they're having, instead of this possible kissing, they're having that possible kissing. But they're not filling them up on themselves with that. Somebody that generally washes on a piece of bread is not having a sufganiyah for breakfast. One last thing is possibility. Somebody wanted to mention to me today an interesting chiddush. It's quite a chiddush. He said that the chidah says that the hard crackers that are pas above a kisnin, it's talking about that you baked it first as bread, and then you baked it a second time and made it like a cracker. Then that's what it's talking about, that it's mizrenis. Now we know that if you take a slice of bread and you put it in the toaster and it gets hard, then it's still hamoitzi. It's not mizrenis. What is it talking about there? Since lechatchila, at the time that you baked the bread, the intention was to bake it another time that it should get hard, so you never meant to make it bread, therefore it has been a possible kiss. So wants to say, and this I already saw in a few different swarms, they want to be mitzvahed, that since the intention is, as the bracha brings down such a swar also, since the intention is to fill the donut, all donuts are filled, somebody told me he went into the Chama bakery, he said, can you give me a non-filled donut? He said, no, we don't have non-filled donuts. They're all, what?
So,
that I never heard. That I never heard. I never heard. Sometimes it's heated up afterwards, because generally, if you put it in when it's a dough, then you're gonna ruin it. It's not gonna bake properly. Generally, it's stuck in afterwards. As far as I know, it's stuck in afterwards. It's sticking in afterwards. In a kanami, in a case where you have one which is made beforehand, question that has been a possible kiss, and I agree wholeheartedly, 100%. I think at least Nechama for sure, but I think the standard bakery. I was actually told by somebody that did extensive research on this that the standard, that most of the regular donuts here in Eretz Yisrael are made by one single bakery. Actually interesting nafkamina that came up is that they're made by one single bakery and they're fried. Sounds like they're prepared already, Pesach time, don't tell anybody. Frozen, and then they go around to the bakeries and then they're heated up. So the shayla, if you bake something after it's already fried, then maybe you turn it back into pas. Here it's only heated up. I don't know if there's a lot of bakeries that are not, it's not all donuts certainly, and Nechama also makes some of their own donuts, certainly. So it's not the standard donut is not that way. We have two svaras to say that even if you want to tell me that the tigun doesn't help you, and even if it's not sweet, the very fact that it's going to be filled, the very fact that it's not made for Kfiya Suda, and that is the minhag olam, certainly to consider it as possible of a kisnin, and therefore you can make it, then even according to Rabbeinu Tam, you could still make a mezainus on it, and you don't have to wash. However, you're going to have to make sure not to be Kaviya Suda. So I just wanted to be myself one thing, and that is, what's Kaviya Suda? So, B'pashas Meikar Adin, the Mishnah Berurah says, B'paskin, it's Shir Suda of Erev Avayker. That means a proper meal. However, there are those that say not that way. L'chatchila toiv lochash l'dasa machmirim shloy lechol arba beitzim. B'chosh kemen im hudavar shesh l'tafu b'medinim v'paskin v'kisnin. It says, L'chatchila one should be machmir not to eat arba beitzim. Maybe that is a Shir Kviya Suda. So now, that would mean that you cannot have more than one sufganiyah. According to this Shir, arba beitzim is one donut. That doesn't help you too much. For all the people that wanted to have more than one donut, you save yourself an emek via suda. You already have a. You don't need to have a kazayat. Once you already have a kazayat, then you're okay. So I just thought to say that since me'ikra adin, we pass like Rabbeinu, like the Rash. We don't pass like Rabbeinu Tam. And you just want to be machmer, yari shemayim, be choishish for Rabbeinu Tam. I don't know if you have to do two chumras. Also, lahachmer lechatchila, me'ikra adin, we pass that kriya suda means the amount you need for a morning or a night. That's not just one more than one sufganiyah. That's a decent amount that fills you up, mamish. But Mela, I don't think they have to do a chumrah on top of a chumrah. And so long as you're not eating the amount that you would be kaveya suda on, then enjoy your donuts. Enjoy, you can have one donut, you can have two donuts. Once after that, you shouldn't have for other reasons. And, bein beruchni is bein begashmi. The last halacha I just wanted to mention over here is the halacha of pasta and Yerushalmi kogel. That is the din that Taisa says for Meizlish, which is brought down here, which is Taisus is mechadish, even though it starts off as a dough. Nevertheless, it does not have teresa denamo, and therefore, even according to Rabbeinu Tam, it's not going to be hamoitzi. It's going to be mezainis. Lakshin kagayin lakshin shikayin vermazlich. So that lakshin has a din. That's all the pasta that we have, which means standard macaroni, and it means orzo, and it means couscous, and it means lasagna. All these are ptitim. All these are itriot or meizlich, which is a din of pasta, and you could eat as much as you want. And even if you're kaveh suda, it's a mezaynus and an alamichma. The way that it's prepared, it's flour and water, and it's cooked partially, and then it's heated, I think, and to take out to harden it, and then you get it in your house, and you finish off the bishul in your house. That's made, it doesn't have to use the nama, and it's a mezaynus, even if you're kaveh suda on it. The only question that comes with Yerushalmi Kogel. Yerushalmi Kogel, they make it with pasta, and they make it on a fire, usually in a pot, as you see, anybody that orders, and aluminum pot, and it's mixed together with sugar and all types of things that browns first, and then it's able to turn the entire thing brown, and then they bake it. The question is, if you have something which is already cooked, and then you baked it afterwards, does it lose the mile of being cooked? The lacha is, those wanted to say, some people wanted to say no. That only is in a case of sif yudalid, where you're making a bagel. You take dough, you stick it into a pot of water, and it's not roi l'achilo. You take it out after 2 minutes, and then you bake it. That's how they make bagels nowadays, and how they always made bagels, like the Chazanish talks about 7 years ago, everybody writes, that's how they made bagels. The Mili says, that's pasha, that's lechem gomer, and you make a hamaitzi. However, over here, it was roi l'achilo after you cooked it. You made it into proper noodles, and you could eat it. Afterwards, you went ahead and baked it into a kugel. So, the Chazon Ish, the Ramban is Taka Mechalik. However, he says Rabbi Yashiv has a tshuva about this in Kavis Shuvas, Chayla Gimel Siman Lamed. And he says that even if the Ramban is Mechalik, however, we don't find that the Torah is Mechalik. And he says the Chazon Ish Bechlal holds, and even if it's totally cooked, and it's Roy Lachila, if you go ahead and you bake it, then you turn it into bread. Mainly, he's Mitzadeh that. Maybe if you eat enough Yerushalmi Kogel, then you have to be Kaveh Suda, you have to make a Mezaynus, you have to make a Hamaitzi and bench. Now the little issue with that is that that's why they made Yerushalmi Kogel. Yerushalmi Kogel, there's no issue if that's halacha, that's halacha. But the way they say, Zogin Zay, that the reason why Yerushalmi Kogel became such a thing by Kiddushim is that it's something that you could eat, which is Mezaynus, you can be Yetzi Yechiv Kiddush, and it's not, even if you Kaveh on it, even if you have a lot of pieces, it's something which Be'etzem doesn't have to eat as a nama. And therefore, you can eat as much as you want without being Kaveh Suda, without having to be Hamaitzi. So those that say that since at the end of the day, Lamaisa, it doesn't really have to eat as a nama. At the end of the day, even if you bake it together and it becomes a solid, but you see all the noodles. So still really is just noodles which is packed together. And the Mela, certainly that is the Minhag Olam, that you make a Mezaynus, and you make a, even though Rav Yashiv is Mitzadeh, that you shouldn't, but the Minhag Olam is that you make a mezaynus, even if you give a suda, v'chein shamatim yish, v'v'yitzu berkowitz lito, and v'meila yoichlu anovim v'yizbom.